episode 325, You Want More.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sisters. How are you doing? Oh, are you ready for an extraordinary week? You better be, because it is time to get it on. Yes, we are in our 60-day push. Are you pushing to the end of the year? Can you believe we are a day away from December 1st? Ah! I am screaming. I think my hair is turning extra white because of it. I'm going to be Mrs. Claus this year. Not really, but I feel like it, because every day that goes by is an hour that's lost. And I just feel like, oh my goodness, am I really going to make it to the end of the year, let alone bring in 2016 with massive momentum? Come on, jump on to the 60-day push. Work with it. I know it's not easy. It's not easy for me, but man, oh, let's do it together. And if you're not sure if you really want to do this, hop on in. Text 60-day push, 60-DAYPUSH. To the number 44222, and you too can be can get in on some great information. It's stuff that you can utilize throughout these 60 days. Now, I am not bombarding you every single day with things, because you know what? I'm busy too, and so are you. So just periodically, it may be once a week, once every 2 weeks, you're going to be getting some information from me. Be sure, though, to check out your spam folder once in a while, because we get hidden back there. Okay, so you want more, right? You're like, come on, the new year is just around the corner. I am ready to ring it in. Why? Because it's an excuse to do the extraordinary. Don't you want to do the extraordinary? You want more. That's what we're talking about today. If you're brand new to Create You Now, welcome to the family. Come on in. I'm glad. Yes, my door is wide open. I have got Christmas decorations all over the place. I am still finalizing. In fact, I had to take a break, honestly, because I'm putting up my tree. You want to know the honest truth here? I'm putting up my tree, and it's a pre-lit tree. Ugh, and there are lights that are out on it. Yes. And so instead of getting totally frustrated, I took a break and said, I'm going to come talk to my sisters and brothers, and I'm just going to breathe a little bit, because I just feel so much joy when I'm with you. So we're putting the Christmas tree on hold. So if you can deal with my mess, come in, have a seat, because guess what? I know you want more. In life, we just want more, don't we? I'm sitting here working on the tree, and all I want is more. I want the lights to work more. They shouldn't be out. It's one of those things where they say, oh, you know, if one light goes out, none of them go out. Yeah, well, I'm not sure I believe any of that. As my daughter's sitting there saying, Mom, it's a wire. I'm sure it's a wire. And you know there's always hiccups in the world. I'm sitting here going, really? That is what she's telling me? She's giving me my own advice, what I tell her all the time. And it's true. What we see coming our way isn't always what we want. You want more. And when you want more, usually that means you're less somewhat disappointed. And so then you don't want to do anything more, because you're like, oh, well, if this is as far as I can get, why do I want to even try to push harder? Why do I want to go through this 60-day push? Why do I even want to have a New Year's resolution in 2016? Because I've had the same New Year's resolution for the last 5 years. So why would I start now? Maybe I should just stop and maybe it would actually happen. Had a conversation at our Thanksgiving family dinner, and it was awesome. We usually have a lot of family Thanksgiving dinners, because even after Thanksgiving, I cooked a huge 23-pound turkey. It was awesome, by the way. Very tasty. I should put a picture up on our Facebook page, Create Your Now on Facebook, and you'll see it. It was real. I mean, it was gorgeous, and it tasted good too. But in all seriousness, we have a lot of turkey dinners. Well, the big family Thanksgiving dinner that we had, one of my family members there said, you know what? She goes, last year I said was going to be my year, which meant this year. And she goes, well, next year is going to be my year. Why is it that we always want more, but we seem to push things off? And then we use excuses like, oh, well, this happened. And sometimes the excuses are, well, frankly, they're really good excuses. But other times it's merely an act of fear. I was watching figure skating today. As you know, that is one of my absolute loves. That is my sport. That was my dream, you know, to be an Olympic figure skater. Yeah, it's not going to happen now. But, you know, I wanted more back then. And it wasn't just that I just wanted to skate. I had this love for it. And I heard one of the U.S. skaters make a comment. They're having, it's a competition in Japan right now. And she said, I didn't skate my best out there. And she goes, this is not the athlete I want to be. I was skating out of fear. Are you doing life out of fear, yet you want more? You know, you're trying to do too much too fast can actually postpone the opportunity to meet or even exceed your goals. You think that if you keep piling up the things, oh, I want to read 10 books a year, and it's now the end of November, and you're sitting here, and I haven't even gotten through one book, Christiane. I got 9.5 more to read, so I'm just going to pile it all in, and I'm going to read one book and a half a week or so, and then when I'm on vacation with the kids, oh, I'll up it to 2 books. I'll get my 10 books in by the end of the year. Trying to do too much too fast doesn't necessarily propel us to the direction that we want to be, yet you want more. A lot of times in the stillness of the day and even the night, you realize you are behind. It crosses your mind, gosh, if I just do more, I know I'll get there faster. You want more, don't you? You want more out of life. You want more out of your relationship. Maybe you're struggling in your relationship right now and you're going, I don't know that we don't really have what we used to have. I want more. And you begin to find out that maybe you're starting to look kind of at other people and not even thinking that you would do that. You want more. Maybe it's your job. And you're sitting there going, I'm middle-aged. Okay, middle-aged nowadays could be just about anything. But you're older. You're wiser. And you're like, man, I thought I was going to be so much further along in my career. I haven't even reached the pinnacle, and I thought I would have achieved all of these ABCs, and I haven't even gotten to A yet. I want more. The struggle of wanting it all, but not getting any of it. The piles get deeper and they get wider, and instead of moving faster, you begin drowning. It's like swimming upstream. And the more you swim, the harder it is. And that current just keeps pushing the other direction and pulling you. You're taking on too much. You begin drowning. The to-do list becomes longer because less is being accomplished every single day. And instead of reworking that to-do list, you know, we joke about the honey-do list. Okay? If you're married, you have a significant other, you have this honey to-do list, whether it's in your head or it's physically written down on paper. And it's like, gosh, if we just had time to do this. And if you've lived there for a few years or so, whoo, that list can be really, really long. And then all of a sudden, something comes up in a conversation. Well, I do a lot of things around here. And then you pull out the honey to-do list as if it's like Santa's list going, do you see all this? You got a long ways to go, buddy. You want more. That to-do list keeps getting longer and you don't adjust it. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. If you quit now, you will soon be back to where you started. And when you started, you were desperately hoping to be where you are now. So if you're going to quit now because you want more, yet you're not moving forward, you're going to be right back in the same position of where you started, hoping that you would be where you are right now. How confusing is that? You're still making progress, but you want more. How do you win? It's kind of the yes, no. Oh, it's a yes. Oh, it's a no. 2 steps forward, 5 steps back. 4 steps forward, 1 step back. Oh, I'm still here. I'm right where I started. Oh, but wait. All of a sudden, it's like momentum, and you get 5 steps forward and then 2 steps forward and then only 1 step back. The problem is we don't see those gains. We only remember the losses. watching all the college football this weekend. Even the pro football. Okay, I'm talking American football here. And watching that and seeing the amazement of all the hard work. And they peak right at the end of the season where they're supposed to. And they win their games to take them into a bowl game. I mean, the fans are ecstatic. And then you have ones that have worked so hard. And if they just win that game, then they get to go on to championships. And they lose that game and everything else shifts. You want more. So how can you have more when you're coming and going in life, when there is no guarantee in what you're doing? What do you do? I am so glad you asked, because here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Be the first-rate version of you. Be the first-rate version of you. Yep, you heard me. You know the whole thing, be present, be incredible, what? Be you. That's it. Be the first-rate version of you. That's what Judy Garland says. Always be a first-rate version of yourself instead of a second-rate version of somebody else. You want more. And that wanting more usually comes from other factors that are happening in your life. Not factors that only you control. And the stillness of the day and the night. Begin thinking about what you control. It changes your mindset. Because a lot of what you want more of is based on outside surroundings that you have no control over. But when you look at what you have control over, you can get more. Be the first-rate version of you. Number one, embrace where you are. I said this a multitude of times. That doesn't mean that you have to love it and that you're going to stick with it and you're saying, this is awesome. I want to be here forever. Yahoo! Because if you did, then you wouldn't be listening to me right now. You'd be like, oh, I've already learned this, Christiane. I'm moving on. Next podcast? But it's not that way, is it? Embrace where you are. Know that, you know, for example, okay, if you're wanting to lose weight, okay, if you're using the scale, I'm telling you, stop it. Take pictures instead. If you don't feel comfortable having your significant other or your children take a picture of you, I'm not saying naked pictures, okay? This is a rated, clean podcast here. The pictures I'm saying is take something like in your bikini or in an athletic bra and tighter pants, okay? Or tighter shorts. Athletic shorts. Take a picture every week, a front, a side, and a back. And you take two sides so you can see both sides because, you know, we're not equal on both sides. We are a little bit different on one versus the other. So you want to see both profiles. So four pictures every week. You can see your progress. But if you take it and look at the scale, depending upon what your goals are, and how you're trying to achieve them and what you're doing, that scale may or may not be telling you the truth there, sister. So you have to embrace where you are so you know where you want to go. You're wanting to start a business. By golly, have you even sat down and written anything down regarding this business? Or has it been all talk in your head? Or all talk on the phone to your best friend? Or all talk to your mom? Have you put any action behind it, as in writing something down? You have to embrace where you are. So if you haven't even started that process, then guess what? I think you need to start brainstorming. You have to embrace where you are right now if you want more. Otherwise, you're never going to get to the want more part because you don't even know where you are right now. Be present. Number two, ditch the comparison trap. We're talking about being the first-rate version of you, not the second-rate version of somebody else. That comparison trap will get you, will sink you so fast. You maybe even think it, gosh, Christiane, I really like what you do with podcasting. I think I would like it to actually add it into my business plan. Never thought about it, but I think it'd be a great idea. And I think, man, I could do just what you're doing. Da, da, da. And you start thinking, and then you're like, but man, I start getting into this and I got to edit software and I got to figure out how to do the artwork and how to even submit one. And then what do I need? And there's a microphone involved. I thought all I did was record and hit play and it was done. See, it may look easy and you may think you're trying to aspire to someone else, but when you do that, you're never going to get more. You'll always want more, but you're not going to get it. So you've got to ditch the comparison trap. Don't sit there and try to fulfill your dreams by watching and doing something else. You can use them as mentors, but it's your journey that you're walking. It's your journey. Be present, be incredible, be you. Be the first-rate version of you. Ditch the comparison trap. Number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. But it's not just take aim. Specifically, I want you to do something concrete, physical. You're wanting to build a new business. You want to start that business. Maybe all of a sudden you've come into essential oils. I'm not going to name off all these different brands that are out there. But using it as an example, you want to have an essential oil business. And you're like, okay, I've been interested in this. And so you made your first investment because you wanted to try it out first for the family. And you've seen great results with it. And now you're saying, okay, this is awesome. And then you begin to dream. And it's all awesome in your head. And you think about it during your shower aspirations and in the stillness of the night. But there's nothing concrete about it. All you're doing is sitting there. It's stuck in the mind. I'm telling you, I've been there. I've done that. I'm doing that. That's one of these things where, oh, if you got in my mind, number one, it'd be really scary if you did, because I know I'm in my mind and it's scary and I'm there all the time. But what happens is it gets stuck up there and things get, it gets just jungled. It is a jungle. And it gets discombobbled and you can't remember and you can't see connections. You've got to do something physically. Do something concrete. Maybe you said, Christiane, wait. I have done something though for my business. I've got a business name. Great. Have you registered with your county yet saying that you're in business? Because you want to be prepared for taxes, so you got to register. Now, if you're overseas, not sure how that works for you. So be sure you know how that works, because you want to do your business right with the law. You don't want to come in and somebody say, now you got to do all of this because you messed up here. Okay, so make sure. It's important, okay? So do something concrete, physical. All right. Whew, are you exhausted yet? All right, stick with me here. Number four, baby steps. I was with my adorable fourth cousin, got to meet her. It's my children's fifth cousin. She's precious. She's on the brink of walking. And she does the bear crawl so amazingly well. Her form is perfect. I'm like, if I could get all my clients to do that form. I mean, it's awesome the way she does it. Now, part of it is just because the way she's proportioned right now. And she's so tiny and it works. When you get to be a person like me or you, maybe not so much, because then, yeah, we've got baggage and things hang and droop like you never thought they would, because gravity takes over. And so it's a whole different ball game. But she's got it down perfect. And the amazing thing is she's ready to take the baby steps. And she's right there. The key is doing the next thing, the next little step, not the gigantic leap to the moon. You're not ready yet. You want more? It takes what? Baby steps in order to be the first-rate version of you. So in anything that you're doing here, the daily goals, your time goals that you're looking at for your outcome goals, okay? What's that next thing? Just the next thing. Not the 10 steps. It's just what you need to do right now is what matters. Baby steps. Number five, ultimately, you need to create consistency. I cannot stress this enough. Consistency is the key. Consistency. Be the first-rate version of you by creating consistency. You can have more. You want more? You're going to get more. But you first start by being present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.